This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. You know the abbreviation TMI. It stands for too much information. If someone tells you something personal about themselves or even about someone else that's more than you want to know, you might raise your hands and say, TMI. As a pastor, when I'm making a hospital visit, I sometimes ask the patient, how are you doing? And sometimes I hear more about what's going on in their physical life than I care to know. But of course, there's no way I'm going to put up my hands like a coach calling for a timeout and shout, TMI, TMI. I just hope they don't notice the grimace on my face as they give me the details of what's going on in their gastrointestinal tract. I think sometimes we want TMI, too much information from God. Now stay with me. I'm not talking about too much information from God in the sense of knowing more about God, that is, who He is and His ways, but that we want more evidence, more information before we act on what we already know about God. For instance, we may know God is calling us to do something, but we want more information, a more complete preview of coming events, should we step out in faith and obey Him. Which means, of course, that we're really too afraid to step out in faith in the first place, because if we have all the information we want, no faith would be required. See what I mean? I'm not talking about doing something silly and foolish, but God does meet us in the Scriptures, and on occasion, He calls on us to step out in faith and believe in Him for something He can do through us, something that we know is outside our comfort zone, something our neighbors and friends may not agree with or even understand, but something we believe God is calling us, leading us to do. I think sometimes God must listen to our lame excuses and say, TMI, TMI, you're wanting too much information. Act on what you already know about me. Take Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, for example. Before John was born, Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth had prayed and waited for her to become pregnant. And they waited and waited until it seemed Elizabeth was too old. So, she's apparently beyond childbearing years. Zechariah is a Jewish priest, and one day he's in the temple performing his duties when suddenly an angel appears to Zechariah right before his very eyes. And if that's not shocking enough, the angel bears amazing news. God has heard Zechariah's and Elizabeth's prayers, and the angel tells Zechariah that Elizabeth will give birth to a child. And the news gets even better. The child will be a great man of God, a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. And when this child grows up, he will prepare the way for the coming of the Lord, the Messiah Himself. And the child's name will be John. This all sounds too good to be true. And that's the response of Zechariah. He wants more information. He and Elizabeth are way too old, so how's God going to take care of that problem? Zechariah reminds me of how we often think too little of ourselves and take God's word too lightly. God wants to bless you with something wonderful. Maybe something you've been waiting for a long time. Or maybe He's calling you to join Him in a work in a new and special way. And you're thinking, surely not me. It sounds too good to be true. And then you begin to enumerate all your limitations. It's like we present our here's why it's impossible list to God and say, now explain how you're going to take care of all that. And God says, TMI, you're wanting too much information. I'm God. I can bring about what I say in my timing. You simply trust me and do what I say. So, we're heading down the home stretch to Christmas this week. I'm convinced God is trying to break through to us. He wants us to know Him and act on what He's told us. And the temptation is to find 1,001 reasons why we can't simply experience Jesus this Christmas. It happens just like it did to Zechariah in the temple, the very place where we're supposed to meet with God. This time of year, when we celebrate the fact that God has come to us, this time of year can be, in fact, the most difficult time to experience Him. God wants us to experience who He is. He wants us to know His Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior. Not someday, one day, when all the details of our life are worked out, but now, in this present moment. In case you don't know it, Christmas falls on Sunday this year. Now, some churches are having a streamlined Sunday morning service. Others are having only a Christmas Eve service, and some are keeping everything exactly the same. I heard about a lady who called into a popular radio, a Christian radio station last week, and she was really upset because the people in her church were fighting about when to have the Christmas service. You know, the yeah, yeah, and back and forth. I thought, if it's my birthday, and my family gets into an argument about when to have my birthday party, and in the process they forget to be with me, and celebrate with me, I'm going to be pretty disappointed. See, the whole point is that we honor the one whose birthday it is. God wants to break through to you. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are the temple of God. Now, don't be like Zechariah and demand that God give you the time and the place and get everything all worked out to your liking because it's His birthday. Don't let someone interfere with your birthday party with Jesus. You enjoy His presence. Say to Him, "You have spoken. I believe. I believe you can do a mighty work through a weak person like me. I believe." Then enjoy Christ this Christmas. Join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call, and between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head, found my way downstairs.